True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yo, that's the way to get you. Just a little wake up, a little friendly wake up in the morning. Yeah, it's Monday, but we're going to make it great. It is the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. We'll call it 6:08. Time check. Brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Buccaneers playing tonight, early edition to doubleheader Monday Night Football. And let's see, yeah, the Eagles over Kansas City. That would basically be a rematch of the big game. Can we say it? The bowl that is... No, I don't think we could say it. Eagles over Kansas City, 2017. Yeah, I guess you can say it as long as you're not like using it in an ad or something.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Like you're not benefiting.
So it was basically like Super Bowl rematch. But the Eagles, KC, that was a good game, by the way. Eagles won 2017. The Lions came roaring back and beat the Bears 52-21. The Dolphins, not so good. Dropped one to the Patriots. They were in it every step of the way, but didn't work out. 33-27. Jags on losing end to the Bengals. 31-27. And the Gators lost to LSU.
What was that? What's
it, the Gators lost to LSU. No need to, like, draw it out, bring a lot of attention to it.
By the way, it's cold out there this morning.
Cold?
Cold.
Where are you from? Jamaica, man?
Hey, man. Well, it is 62, 63, and a lot of folks you know are going to head out this morning, and they're going to have a warning light on their dash.
Warning, frozen roads.
Not that one. Oh. The low tire pressure.
Oh, one of my faves.
Yeah, it's going to pop up. People are going to freak out. Don't freak out. It's because it's about 10 degrees cooler than usual. Actually, it will probably go away pretty soon, but mine were a little low anyway. And so this morning, yeah, I got my danger little Robinson was like popping up.
Well, now you're going to put air in them?
Later today, because they needed it anyway. But again,
what'd you tell me the perfect temp was?
70 is where they say when you see the temperatures.
When they call it taking the temperature cold.
Yeah, 70 without having driven. That is your tire.
So, yeah, that's the thing is my tire pressure light went on for my Harley. That's how fancy it is, even a Harley now. So I put some air in the back tire.
Yep.
And then yesterday, as I'm riding, I guess the tire's heating up or whatever. Yeah, it shows it was like high, like 41 or something like that.
Right. People adjusted, not taking that into consideration. It's going to be a little bit off. So
it's another pain in the butt, basically. Yeah. It's That's all that life is now. It's a series of pains in the butts.
It's consistent, though.
That's all it is. No, well, that's one.
And it's now, just more optimistic thoughts from Bob.
Well, we're going to make Monday awesome. Well, but I'm not going to pretend like pains in the butts don't exist. Because they do. And everything is, it seems like. Mm-hmm. But we take a step back. We breathe. And we thank the good Lord for our blessings and try not to complain because, well... Keep it up, young man, and I'll really give you something to whine about. And I may have heard that a time or two in my life. Of course, my father never would follow up because he just couldn't do it. Yeah, yeah.
He deserved it, but he was too
nice. My crazy Irish mom would come in and beat the crap out of me. The anti-Israel cause made a big splash at the Emmy Awards last night when actress Hannah Einbinder exclaimed, "Blank ice," which it wasn't melt ice,
no.
And I'm not going to give you any more than that, but blank ice and free Palestine. Okay. Einbinder issued her statement while winning the award for Outstanding Supporting Actress in a Comedy. Yet the statement didn't seem all that witty.
And not very funny personality there.
No, it doesn't seem like it. Do we have any other high points of this thing? Dun, dun, dun,
what was your favorite
section? Stevie Colbert.
Colbert.
Little Stevie Colbert.
Yep.
Yeah.
What did you call it this morning? We were talking before the show.
Pity award.
Yeah.
Pity your show got canceled.
Yeah. Here's an award.
Here's an award. Yeah, here's some recognition. And it's kind of, it must be just a bunch of lefties involved in the whole process. You know what I mean? Otherwise, why would you give an award to a guy that was losing his own company, like $40 million a year, some insane amount? I don't know. No, I still don't really fully grasp that whole thing. Late night comedian Stephen Colbert seemed to imply that Americans are losing their country during his acceptance speech at the Emmys. Aww. Sometimes you only truly know how much you love something when you get a sense that you might be losing it. Like your mind? My friends, I have never loved my country more desperately. God bless America, he said. Be strong, be brave, and if the elevator tries to bring you down, go crazy and punch a higher floor. Go crazy and punch a higher floor. Sort of uplifting.
Kind of analogy
there. Yeah. Yeah. They, he loves his country. Yeah. Freedom of religion, he probably stands for that, right? Unless maybe it's a Christian or, you know, Judeo. Maybe not a big fan of that. So who knows? He's a bozo. Anyway, I'm at my wit's end. You'll never get most of these folks to really think. They think they're right. They think they're doing something righteous. Somehow in their twisted mind, they think that a belief, a faith system is not a good thing. I mean, we got a very derogatory email, and
some of it you can't even read on the air. You know?
The one time I turn on the show, September 11th, the one time. This guy, I can tell you right now, has been listening for a long, long time. Mm-hmm. But okay, they always say that. And I'll never listen again or whatever, right?
We get another email of what they heard.
Yeah, yeah. And I still hate you. And anyway, the one time I turned on the show September 11th to hear your response about Charlie being murdered, and I get this blanking pathetic BS from Bob, which he doesn't go into what pathetic BS is coming from me?
I mean, you were talking about Charlie, his faith, his mission, the good that he did, you know.
He addressed people in a very non-confrontational way. It was great, the little, vignettes of debates and all kinds of things that he had with people, answered a lot of questions.
Well, this email actually sounds like the people who used to stand in front of Charlie Kirk and call
him. Yeah. He said, "You guys are nothing but blanking brainwashed. Stupid blanking Christian, Ryan." He doesn't like anything that has to do with faith or Christianity and all that. I wonder why they find it so offensive. Here's my philosophy. Look, this is my way. Through it, find yours. Find your own way. Yeah. This is something that, I don't know, I feel it's part of who I am, so I'm not going to deny that. But I'm not proselytizing, but I won't shrink from it either, ever.
But as a listener, you get, just like you have the right to pick whatever button on the radio.
Yeah.
You've got a right to believe in or whatever you don't believe in. We're not trying to convince you of anything.
And my job's not to try to get you to buy into, believe in, and agree with 100% of everything I say. You know, that's not the American way. It's, we can have our differences, yet you can still enjoy the content of the show. We can enjoy each other's comments, maybe not always agree with them, but and the rhino is probably the biggest insult.
That's worse than the F-bombs.
Rhino.
Yeah. Really?
I mean, if you want to spray that like in the back of your pickup truck, I don't have a problem. If you want to coat your building with something like that, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Don't spray us. But yeah, oh, and we're also blanking scumbags, and we're pieces of stuff.
Wow.
Mm.
Nice.
Well, we'll say a prayer for you, Two-Stroke. We'll say a prayer. Mm-hmm. And we'll also give you the Southern prayer. Bless your heart, Two-Stroke. Bless your heart. All right, it is 6:17. We got a ton of stuff to get to. Listen to the Bob Rose Show on the Odyssey, iHeartRadio, or TuneIn apps, or tell your smart speaker, play 97.3 The Sky.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Monday. What are you going to do about it? You know what I mean? What are you going to do about it? It's Monday. What are we going to do? We're going to make it awesome. Good morning. Welcome. It is 6:22 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Your time check is brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. So a lot of backlash coming back and forth, the whole Charlie Kirk thing. There's a lot of great stories to tell. And trust me, I'm going to tell that, make sure that the good outweighs the bad or the negative. But, you know, we shared like an email that Greg and I got, and basically I guess that's what it boils down to. We're bad Christian rhinos, and we're
brainwashed.
Yes, and
lots of experts.
Yeah, we're not good people according to this particular emailer. But we're not alone, Greg.
That's true.
We're not alone. There's a popular fitness influencer who helped to found TikTok's Hype House, walked into a firestorm of backlash after she shared posts mourning Charlie Kirk. Her name is Daisy Keach Yerger, 26, and she's a fitness influencer, and yes, I would have to call her attractive. She just shared innocuous repost of Kirk, including a video of his young daughter rushing to his arms as she made her grief public to her 5.1 million Instagram followers. Okay, you know when you post something on there that it could be considered divisive, you take a chance on losing a whole bunch of followers, yep. and that's how they make their income. So for her, it took some level of courage for her to do that. And it's not like over the top. Listen, she said, at such a loss for words, so unfair that such an amazing man has been taken out like this. It breaks my heart. Thank you, Charlie, for everything you've done for the youth of our country. So much love and sympathy to his family. Please pray for them. Nice. I mean, that's, you know, she posted a couple things, but that's basically it. And many longtime fans left nasty comments on her post, expressing sorrow that the dad of two was killed in front of a crowd of supporters. They left nasty ones. You lost me with that BS. Very out of touch with reality.
Really?
Yeah, that's right. They have an alternative, alternate reality.
Apparently.
No, they really do.
Yeah.
Several slammed her for her selective empathy because she never said anything about the murder of George Floyd or the Israeli-Hamas war.
See, they always go down that road.
Yep.
They try to make it connected to something on their agenda.
Yeah, and here's another. Girl, please miss the nonsense talking about Jesus. You never made one post talking about God. Now you want to talk about him. Girl, bye. Another wrote. She responded in a double down. She called the hater sick. She said, I never speak on politics because of all the division it creates. But all this evil makes me sick. If you're rejoicing in the death of a father and a husband, I pray for your soul. Don't let these demons make you forget what really matters here. I encourage you to find the Lord. He will save you. He loves you.
Nice.
Yep.
Again, her opinion.
And then she goes on to say, if you disagree or are shocked by my beliefs, that is okay. There doesn't need to be any hate. Just unfollow. I encourage you all to contribute good into the world. Well, she lost a bunch of followers, but you know what? Just as quickly, Charlie Kirk fans apparently filled the gaps. So her follower count has remained steady. So she really hasn't lost anybody. She just lost the losers. And that's really no loss at all. A couple updates here. Apparently, the Charlie Kirk alleged assassin, whatever. And I believe this was after, right? After he had murdered Charlie Kirk. He gets on Discord. I guess that's one of the, is that like Blue Sky or one of these other?
It's one of the areas where he basically was getting, you know, radicalized.
Yeah, they're all weirdos.
Yeah.
And he said that his doppelganger murdered Kirk. You know, his supposed twin murdered Kirk. Like, joking about it. This is after he murdered somebody. I mean, wow. Psychopath, anyone? He reportedly began to joke with his friends after police released a grainy image following the assassination of Charlie Kirk. And one of his virtual buddies noticed a similarity and tagged him in a post with the FBI images writing, "Where you at?" alongside a skull emoji. Wow. One member of the chat also jokingly suggested they should turn the alleged shooter into authorities to claim the reward, to which he replied, only if I get a cut. He's joking about the reward that is out for his capture.
Oh, my goodness.
I mean, there's, well, you talk about twisted.
Yeah.
And I'm sure we'll hear more and more and more coming out, but we do have other things we have to talk about, we are going to talk about, we want to talk about. We've got our investigative journalist, Nanette Holt, coming up at 8:05. Lieutenant Governor Jay Collins checking in the 9 o'clock hour. So plenty of things going on as we continue to make this Monday awesome. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy's here, and you're listening to 97.3 The Sky. What's up? Yeah, man. Here we are, Monday. We're going to make it great. We have to make it great. We got to pump it up, baby. Yes, it is Monday. It is 6:39. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And we never want you to miss a minute of the show. Just search the Bob Rose Show on your favorite app. Hit the follow button and you can catch up on every episode, every hour, every highlight, whenever it works for you. Now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you get your podcast. So the Florida Gators, as you probably well know by now, well, we didn't win in Baton Rouge, Death Valley at night. Not an easy place to play. However, throw just a couple, even one less interception, maybe. Don't get a touchdown called back because of a stupid penalty. And you're very much alive and well in that game. Perhaps could have even won it. The Gator team has no discipline. They are so penalized that it's incredible. I'm sorry. There's a lot of things. I'm sure that coaching is a very difficult proposition, especially at that level. But when you cannot get all the players to get the basic fundamentals down and avoid these penalties, here's what I said, okay? I'm not going to make a big deal. I'm not going to go, oh, the coach has got to go and all that. I'm just going to say, Chucky, Chucky, Chucky. You know what I'm talking about? John Gruden. Chucky is ready. I called it last year.
Yep.
They couldn't make it happen. The payout or whatever, yeah, for the current coach, a little too extravagant. Got to get it done now. They've never let a coach go with this kind of record, I think, since, I don't know, the 40s or something. No, seriously. Seriously.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah. It's yeah. Chucky. Chucky. It's going to happen. Well, if it doesn't happen this week, okay, you know where the Gators have to go play on Saturday, right? Miami? Now, let's lay this out. Miami's ranked like fourth or fifth. USF beat us in our own stadium, okay, USF. And they beat another top-ranked team the week before, so I'm like, well, if USF goes and puts a hurting on Miami or squeaks by or even has a close game, I said, then we know USF is for real and that we're just having a little tough luck.
Yeah.
Okay.
I like that.
But Miami beat USF convincingly, 49-12. Okay. So the team that beat us, USF, got beat 49-12, and now we're going to play that Miami team on Saturday. Okay. Yes. So, Chucky, Chucky, Chucky. All right, we'll see. Bucks play tonight, 7 o'clock, Monday Night Football. The Eggles, as my mom would call them.
Eggles.
The Eggles.
She had away with words.
She had away with a lot of things. And what are you saying, Greg? How dare you? The Eagles. The Eagles, yeah. Well, speaking the truth these days, this is, you know... How dare you again? But yeah, the Eagles beat Kansas City 2017. Lions beat the Bears 52-21. I don't know what's up with the Dolphins, but you talk about a coach that should probably be looking for another gig because that might happen this week.
But you know, we say that, and it's kind of like, yeah, you look for coach changes to make the difference in the team. But it's like, you're not hardly punishing the coaches. I mean, you look at some of the contracts these guys have. If we fire you, you get this many million for the next 10 years, and you get to use the company plane, and you still get a suite, and your car is paid for. I'm like, wow, fire me, please.
Yeah, I'd be like, I am planning on getting fired every 2 to 3 years.
Yeah.
And my net worth will increase exponentially. I'll get another gig, probably paying me even more. Some other suckers will come along. Yeah, it's as my dad would call it, it's a racket. They got a racket going on. Let's see. So anyway, yeah, the Dolphins lost. So yeah, I think that head's going to roll. And the Jags lose to the Bengals, 31-27. Kind of a heartbreaker. Jags, you know, we're in it. They could have pulled it out. But anyway, all right. So that's the deal with sports, which is, you know, all we want sports to do is what they were always meant to be. A little distraction. Thank you. Exactly. I was distracted, or I would have come up with that term. Yeah, it's. I got to tell you that if we're looking for like kind of the news of the day, it really is. A lot of it is still about Charlie Kirk. I think people are still processing it. I can tell you that. Not that I was the only one to say this. I think most people that got it, so to speak, that understood what he was all about, knew that there was going to be nothing but growth and his legacy growing and the Turning Point group growing and demand for to open chapters on more campuses all around the country. It's been, well, I would say somewhat overwhelming.
Well, I've talked to so many people that maybe are a little older, and some just not in the same circles, had really didn't know who he was,
right,
what he stood for, and now they do, and they're watching his material.
And yeah, and not to pat myself on the back, but that's exactly what I said was going to occur.
Yep.
So the Deacon of Knowledge, I'm at it again.
Oh, yeah.
And just remember who told you, Chucky. Just remember who told you that first. Because remember, I was the guy that told you Tom Brady was coming to the Bucs and he was going to win a Super Bowl before anybody even thought it. Okay? All right? I'll give you more thoughts. Positive thoughts, hopefully, coming up on the Bob Rose Show. Oh, yeah, it has to do with Hochul and Mamdani. She is caved in. New York is going to go down in flames. News Talk 97.3 The Sky. Good morning and welcome. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, 6:51. Make Your Mondays great. What's up with Kathy Hochul? Now, she's a Democrat governor of New York, and we know just by saying that, she must be at least kind of slightly unhinged and not all there. But, I mean, it to me, look, why would you endorse an avowed socialist, Zoran Mamdani, the guy that is running for mayor of the city of New York? Why? What could you possibly hope to gain from that? Aren't you concerned that people are going to use that against you? Because this guy, if you start to, you know, break apart what he is, what he stands for, and the things that he said, I mean, at the very beginning, anti-Semitic, hello. Is it, I guess the Democrats are that, they just, oh, you're a Democrat, I'm a Democrat, you're completely whacked out of your skull and for socialism and other completely ridiculous things. Well, you're a Democrat, so I'm in with you.
I'm a little wacky too.
Apparently.
Wow.
Yeah, that's the news. Governor Kathy Hochul endorsed Democratic Socialist and New York City mayoral candidate Assemblyman Zoran Mamdani in his campaign. Serve as next mayor, city of New York. In a guest essay in the New York Times, Hochul revealed that she is endorsing Mamdani, adding that in the frank conversations she had with him, she has heard a leader who shares my commitment to a New York where children can grow up safe and where each family has opportunity within reach. First of all, let's talk about safety. Since when is any Democrat given a hoot about safety? Oh, you can talk a good game, of course, because they know that resonates. Everyone wants a safe neighborhood. Duh! That's a no-brainer. But why is it all the actions that you've taken and the people you've backed up and this revolving kind of door, the no bail, the cashless bail system, and all that? Democrats put all that garbage in place. Democrats made our streets less safe. Democrats were about defunding police. The police are the bad guys. There's systemic racism, blah, 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 right? You cannot, out of that same nasty mouth of yours, also say that your children can grow up safe. Come on. In her essay, Hochul adds that she spoke to Mom Donnie about how police officers should have every resource to keep the streets and subways in the city safe, and about the need to combat the rise of anti-Semitism. He's part of that.
Oh, my goodness.
He's part of the rise. He has made numerous anti-Semitic remarks in the past.
Wow.
And I just, New York City. I mean, the mayor of New York City is a huge gig. It is a big gig. The budget, for one thing, is just astronomical. I mean, it is a big job. And you've got a guy whose ideological agenda far outpaces anything that he might do from a pragmatic perspective. It's not even close.
Well, the job's kind of like being the CEO, right?
Yes.
So is that what kind of the CEO of most big corporations do to make them successful, is just handouts all the time?
Well, they,
I mean,
they do.
Business?
No, you can't. There's no business model there. Absolutely not. Yeah. But have some of the CEOs delved into the whole DEI dumb stuff and all that?
Yes
they have. But unlike businesses, if you don't produce a profit, you're going to be out on your tuchus. Whereas, hey, government, especially government from Democrat perspective, is built to waste money. I mean, spend money. Yeah. I think I meant the first one.
Yeah. Yours, your tax dollars.
Tonight, I am endorsing Assemblyman Zoran Mamdani, Hochul wrote in the guest essay in the past few months. She said that we've had our disagreements, but in our conversations, I heard a leader who shares my commitment. Shares my commitment.
She should be committed.
I heard a leader who is focused on making New York City affordable, a goal I enthusiastically support. Really, more affordable for everyone?
My taxpayers.
Well, no. I mean, he's already said he is just going to tax the you-know-what out of the wealthy.
Somebody's got to pay for those free groceries.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Oh, it's kooky people. If the people in New York vote for him, they deserve exactly what they get. And I hope the Yankees and the Mets move immediately. That's the least they can do. Much more to come on 97.3 The Sky.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And
yeah.
You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's
outside
not,
of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.